Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Speaking of pain, number two in our series of things you wouldn't like to happen to you. Henry Sadler is a marine biologist, but also a keen diver. And a couple of months ago, he was diving in Peace River in Florida. He's done it many times before and was aware there were crocodiles there. You can guess what happened. Afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Now, the place you were visiting, you'd been there many times before, but had you done something different in this particular incident?
Yes, actually. I was with someone who's new to the place we were diving at, and I was trying to get him on a good site that we hadn't seen before. He's a YouTuber, and he wanted to make some good content for his channel. So we were actually diving backwards down the river, covering a large area of ground, which we don't normally do.
And normally when you were diving around there, would you take some sort of precaution to make sure there were no alligators around the place?
Yeah. For the last 5 years, we usually go around the area in the boat, do a few circles just to let the alligators know we're there. And then I don't know how effective it was, but we would throw rocks in the water and make lots of noise and bang the boat and things like that.
Would this make the alligators go away, or might it kind of annoy them?
Well, for the most part, they're usually actually more scared of us, you know. So we would see them come off the side of the water because they would lie on the bank, and we would see them crawl off and disappear into the water. And we were kind of hoping that they were just kind of leaving us alone. And historically, it worked.
But on this particular incident, instance, you hadn't done that, and you were first aware something was wrong when you felt something on your foot.
Oh, it was insane. I just felt a crazy amount of pressure. I had no pain at first, but there was a lot of pressure, and my foot just felt like it was being crushed.
At that point, when it got to the point where clearly something was crushing your foot, could you see the alligator, or you were just kind of aware of its presence?
Well, the crazy thing about diving this river is that it's black water, meaning you can't see more than a few centimeters in front of your face. So I couldn't see it at all until I inflated my scuba equipment and pulled him up to the top. We were spinning in the water, and I managed to drag him to the top. And that's when the first time I saw him was when I saw his mouth around my foot.
Okay, that must have been a lovely moment for you. And presumably, if like you've inflated your equipment, so you're to get yourself to float up, but he's trying to drag you down. So you must have felt like you were being torn in half.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the feeling. And it was very disorienting because we were spinning in the water at first.
And you were spinning because this is the thing called a death roll. What was he attempting to do?
I'm trying to twist my foot off. What they do is they don't hunt prey that's too much bigger than themselves, which means he was probably pretty decently sized. I didn't see his full body, but I did see the head. And it was, I would say, at least in feet, an 8 or 9 foot alligator, which is pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But he was trying to rip off a piece of his meal. That's what they do.
Right. Okay. So, and in your description of it, you say though that you had great, you know, whereas maybe a lot of people might just panic, but you had great mental clarity.
Yeah. Well, it's something that you just need to have in diving. The number one killer of people isn't necessarily the situations they get into; it's how they react. And don't worry, I panicked a lot later after I was out of the water. But at the time, I just knew that I had to figure out how to get out of the situation. I've been trapped underneath logs and other things in the river when the current has pushed me into there. So I've always had to keep that frame of mind of being calm.
So you knew that he had a hold of your foot, but that if you could get him to readjust his grip, that might give you a chance.
Exactly. From what I've done some research because I know what I'm diving with. And what they always say is make sure that you are too much effort for the alligator to really want to continue to eat. So I just knew that I had to struggle a lot, and I had to start, unfortunately, kicking him in the face and doing all these things to make sure that he doesn't really want to go through the trouble of finishing me off.
And obviously the fact that you're talking to us today means that he eventually opted to do that.
He did. He readjusted his bite. I didn't get my foot all the way out, but I did get him to bite my fin instead. And then I was able to pull my foot out of my fin, and he actually ended up taking that and disappearing underneath the water.
And then you managed to get back to land again. And the two people you were with, were they aware any of this was going on?
Not at first. They were still underneath the water. One of them, my friend Jake, popped up out of the water while I was sitting on the side of the bank. And he looked at me and then went back down because he thought I was just hanging out on the surface because it's cold, too. So he thought I was hanging out getting warm. 5 minutes later, he comes back up and I say, "Hey, you know, I got bit by an alligator." And he finally made his way over. There's actually a YouTube video of that reaction.
And amazingly, he didn't break any bones in your foot.
Crazily not. Luckily, I was wearing two wetsuits again because it was really cold. So I was wearing two wetsuits, and then of course I had my fins and my boots on. And he managed to bite through all of that, and then I have teeth marks going around my leg and around my foot. You can see those on my Instagram if you're interested. He somehow didn't break any bones, and I think that's because I struggled so quickly.
Yeah, and so how long did it take for those injuries to heal?
I was limping for about 2 weeks. They couldn't stitch it up because of the animal bite. Alligators have a very infectious mouth, so the doctors told me that they didn't want to stitch it up and close up the wound. It had to seal up naturally, which does mean I have a nice ropey-looking scar on my foot and my leg. But, yeah. I avoided the infection. So that's good.
And a good story to go with it.
Yeah.
Why do you think he attacked you, Henry? Was it just a territorial thing, or did he genuinely think you looked delicious?
Maybe a little bit of both. My fins are bright green, which in the water look kind of like maybe one of the fish. So maybe it was a bit of mistaken identity there. But definitely the territorial thing. They are, and it might have even been a mom. We were getting pretty close to mating season, gator mating season. So who knows what it was thinking.
It could have been considerably worse than a bite on the ankle.
It could have been. It could have been.
Have you been diving in Peace River since?
Yeah, I was actually there last weekend. I was there a few weeks after the incident. I knew I had to get back in the water. It's one of my passions.
Mm.
So I knew I had to get back in the water pretty soon, or else I never would.
Yeah.
So I went about 3 or 4 weeks after the incident.
Have you changed the color of the fins that you use?
I have, actually. And it's the craziest thing. Last week, I actually got contacted online by someone who had found my other fin. And so they're going to be giving it to me this week. And they sent me pictures of it, and it's my fin, and it has holes in it. So, I might get that framed.
You should. Henry Sadler is a teacher of marine biology and a diver. Henry, thank you very much for talking to us today.
My pleasure. And if you're interested in looking at any of the pictures, I have pictures of stuff I found and pictures of my foot during the incident and all that. You can find that on my Instagram at ThinkSeek.
Okay, Henry. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.